All right, let's get right into this. A conversation I had with Josh Sharp from the Illinois Fuel and Retail Association about additional language they're set to add to the state-mandated fuel pump sticker, announcing a delay in the 2 cents a gallon gas tax increase. But it's all up to the courts at this point, and a little bit of background on where we're at in that process. Here's Josh Sharp.
A couple of weeks ago, the Attorney General's office filed a motion in Sangamon County Circuit Court to have this case moved to federal court. After some discussion with our legal counsel, we feel just as good about our arguments in federal court as we did in Sangamon County, and we tend to proceed with our litigation there. And we hope that the federal judge ultimately sides with us and holds that these signs are an unconstitutional infringement on my members' right to speak or not to speak about tax policy in the state of Illinois. If we have to go forward, however, and post signs, the association will be providing signs to our members, which I believe you've seen a copy of.
We do have a copy of that, and if you're watching along online, you'll be able to see a copy of that, and in particular, what's behind the sign. Here's Josh Sharp.
We just want to make sure that Illinois motorists are really fully aware of what's going on with the tax picture in the state of Illinois, and that there is no tax cut coming on July 1. I think a lot of people think they're going to look to those signs posted at gas stations and see lower prices July 1 as a result of this legislation, and that's just not the case. Unfortunately, several Illinois politicians have sort of made the argument that delaying a tax increase is somehow tantamount to a tax cut, and that's just not the case. The gasoline tax in the state of Illinois is staying exactly the same on July 1st as it was the year before, and now they're going to raise it twice in 2023. They're just putting off that tax increase until after an election.
So the sign, they say, will fit the state law, and the size requirement, I think, is like 4x8, and it's got to have bold text and whatnot. So Josh Sharp laying out that indeed that's going to happen, if indeed the courts say that they have to do this. Here's Josh Sharp.
The one that was just shared is the sign. We feel that it meets the statutory requirements, and to us, that's the only sign that needs to be displayed on the pumps.
So more about this particular signage and the language behind the sign that they want to put out there.
And it includes certain verbiage in bold font, which that sign also does include in bold. And I forget exactly what it says, but it essentially states that Illinois has delayed the tax, I believe, an inflation adjustment to gas prices until January 1st, 2023. And we're putting that on the sign, just as we're required to by law.
But there's kind of like you guys add more to the sticker.
Yes, absolutely. We give that statement some context, which I think is important. And that is that, politicians have raised gas taxes 3 times since 2019. They doubled the state's motor fuel tax in 2019. Illinois now has the second highest gas taxes in the nation. We could move to number one, depending on how high gas prices go, because Illinois charges a sales tax on gasoline. Just for your listeners, just so they're aware, that sales tax when gas gets around $5 per gallon is a little more than 30 cents.
So you can imagine they're wanting to ensure that people know the truth, they say, about the gas tax, how it's not going to be a gas tax cut. Actually, lawmakers have increased the gas tax, doubling it. But it also notes on the sign, and you can see it there, that they are going to be charged $500 a day if they don't post this sign.
Yeah, and we're posting this, obviously, so we don't get hit with it's not only a fine, but a criminal penalty for not posting that sign, and that fine is $500 per day per pump. So let's say you had, 8 pumps at your location, and you didn't have signs on them, that could be a $4,000 per day fine.
So Josh Sharp with the Illinois Fuel and Retail Association saying they just want their members to be equipped with being able to tell people the truth while complying with state law.
It's exactly right. We're letting them know that we're doing this because the state of Illinois has forced us into this position. And I believe there's also a QR code on those signs, which I would encourage motorists to use while they're waiting at the gas pump to see how much they're paying in Illinois taxes on that gallon of fuel.
So the hearing in the case, which is now in federal court, is Friday. The requirement begins July 1st, so the clock is ticking on this. We'll definitely keep you posted on what happens in court Friday. With the whether or not the court's going to say no, these gas stations are not required to do this because that violates their First Amendment right. But interesting with free speech, they have every right to post these signs themselves, even if they don't want to, announcing that indeed Illinois politicians have more than doubled the gas tax since 2019. Illinois has the highest gas tax in the Midwest, second highest in the nation, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. All right, much more coming up here.